This is KCUR. If you've ever found yourself hungover and starving after a night of partying in Kansas City, you've probably headed to Chubby's on Broadway for refuge. The diner has been around for the past 30 years, but early this morning, it closed for the final time. KCUR intern Salisa Kalakul was there.
At 1 a.m. this morning, Chubby's was loud and packed, with a steady stream of people coming in and out. There were witches, scary clowns, forest animals, and drag queens.
And we at Chubby's where we get some good food and some good eats. Everybody looks like they're enjoying food, they're enjoying life.
That was a guy who called himself Fat Nasty. We'll hear more from him later. This was a familiar scene for a diner that has always been considered the place to go after hitting the bars. Jacob Kelly Sells chowed down on a Reuben sandwich, and he likes to think of Chubby's as a place of refuge in the dead of night, especially between Thursday and Saturday, when it was open for 24 hours.
The 3 a.m. bar rush, when everybody's like haggard and done with the partying night.
Like many others, Sells heard Chubby's would be closing its doors for good earlier this week. Taking its place will be a new seafood restaurant. Many Kansas Cityans, like Fat Nasty, knew they had to eat at Chubby's again, for old time's sake.
I found out they was going out of business today, and I was like, I don't care what's going on with me, my family, whatever, whatever, I'm coming.
Chubby's decor screams classic retro 1950s. The diner has black leather booths, black stools around a white countertop bar, black and white checkerboard walls, and, to really round out that aesthetic, jukeboxes on every table. Amber Hillier came to Chubby's Halloween night dressed as a witch to have one last round of the diner's free cinnamon rolls. For her and her friends, saying goodbye to Chubby's meant saying goodbye to a place filled with many late night memories.
It's definitely always been sort of a home to me, whether I'm sober, drunk, what have you. It's always felt comfortable.
Fat Nasty's friend, Big Dusty, has been a loyal Chubby's fan for a long time.
My first time here was in 98, and my last time here is in 2018. That's crazy.
I really feel like Chubby's raised me.
Fat Nasty loved Chubby's for its good food and its good company.
Whether it's lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever, it's like the best dive you could ever imagine. And the people in here is super diverse. It's a big family environment regardless of the time of the day.
Chubby's didn't just mean a lot to its frequent customers. It was also special to its employees. Aaron Gunnerk worked as a waiter at Chubby's for 10 years.
I know I had waited on people that they had children and they grew up in front of me and became young teenagers.
Jacob Kelly Sells worked at Chubby's when he was 17 along with his mom and dad. He said the diner provided some stability during an unstable time.
Chubby's hires people that don't really have much to look up to.
Chubby's was a place for everyone. Throughout Wednesday night and Thursday morning, people of all ages and backgrounds filled the diner until closing time. Gunnerk called it a snapshot of Kansas City's diversity.
It's everybody. It's a cross-section of humanity.
As the clock passed 6 a.m., the pace in the diner slowed down. Tables became empty and the sounds of REO Speedwagon and Aretha Franklin stopped competing with the roar of conversation. And, little by little, employees began to trickle out of the diner for the last time. Regional manager Michael Scott said closing down was bittersweet.
Whether it rained, snow, sleet, or shine, it was always open.
And for Gunnerk, it felt like losing a part of the city itself.
It's the end of an era.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Salisa Kalakul.